the worst thing that can happen for the ag industry as a whole is for our commodity groups to end up working against each other instead of together.
Georgia Republican Austin Scott is chairman of the House Ag Subcommittee on Commodity Exchanges, Energy, and Credit.
Well, the primary fear that I have is that our commodity groups get pitted against each other as we go forward in the Farm Bill negotiations. And we've seen this in the past. That's the worst thing that can happen for us is for Midwest crops to want something that's not palatable to the southeastern crops or vice versa.
Scott says the debate really starts with the budget.
As we go forward with the budget, hopefully we won't take all of the reductions that have been proposed by the president. We intend to work to preserve the programs that we have, but we're going to need the commodity groups to work with us in making sure that what we do, while it might not be what anybody wants, that it's fair for every commodity group out there. Because if they can pit us against each other, in the end, we'll all lose. So that's going to be one of the keys to the negotiations. Zippy Duvall from Georgia, head of Georgia Farm Bureau, I think he's got a good feel for that. We've got Sonny Perdue as the Secretary of Agriculture. I think he understands that and has a good feel for that, and I think that those two gentlemen will be a great advocate for us with Mike Conaway and the other members of the committee and making sure that we keep the commodity groups together.
Well, cotton grown by Georgia producers, he says there are bigger effects.
So cotton has fallen. It's the end result of abuse from other countries in the cotton markets. It is, I think, a situation where it reiterates the need to have good, balanced, fair and equitable trade agreements. And when we have a country that abuses an individual commodity, other commodities have got to pay attention to that as well, because it was cotton this past year. It may be corn or soybeans or something else in the future years. And so we're going to have to make sure that we work with Sonny Perdue. We're going to have to make sure that we work with Secretary Ross and Department of Commerce, and that when a country does this to one of our commodities, that country understands their consequences for that. With regard to cotton, we've tried for a couple of things. We with the cotton seed, hopefully we can get something for cotton seed done in a piece of must-pass legislation. But when you see undue pressure put on one individual commodity like we've seen in cotton, then farmers stop planting that crop and start planting other ones, and then all of a sudden you see a surplus in those other commodities. And so it ends up cutting twice. So we saw a tremendous number of peanuts planted as a result of what happened in cotton prices. And we need a better balance in our crops. And so as I said again, cotton was a big part of the area where I serve. And with what was done to cotton, it forced other crops to be put in the ground, because you're not going to plant something if you can't make a profit at it. So what happens to that infrastructure long term? The gins won't stay open if there's no cotton to gin.
That's the chairman of the House Ag Subcommittee on Commodity Exchanges, Energy, and Credit, representing the 8th Congressional District from Georgia, Representative Austin Scott. And from the Capitol in Washington, D.C., I'm Tony St. James.